This is Speaking Volumes. I'm Josh Rollerson. Colleen McKenna from Fox Chapel is a former elementary school teacher and the author of more than a dozen novels for children and young adults. As a writer and as a reader, she's interested in stories that are simple enough to hold appeal for young people, but also substantial enough to bring them back as they grow older.
Most of the books I read are not always on the top 10 list. My favorite authors are just legends, Flannery O'Connor, P.G. Wodehouse, books that I can read and read again. I just reread To Kill a Mockingbird. Now that is a book, and you can read it every 10 years and you're going to come away with a deeper understanding. That is a powerful book. Cold Sassy by Olive Byrnes, one of the best books I've ever read. Books are wonderful, but you know, don't waste your time reading trash or formula writing or books that just have shock value.
What about books for younger readers? Are there authors that you like to recommend?
I love Barbara Parks. I met her once, and she's delightful. Librarians are the best at choosing books that are good for kids. The highest compliment a librarian can give you is, I can shelve your books without reading them first, because if they trust you as a writer who has the child's interest at heart, you're trustworthy, which is good.
What's important in literature for children or for young people? Is it like a protagonist that they can identify with, or do you want characters that will be role models or, you know, have some kind of moral teaching?
The basic formula is you have to have a likable main character. Their age would be the same age as the reader, and they have to have a problem or a goal. Then you have to have some obstacles in the way, and then only the main character can solve the problem. Teacher can't rush in, the problem can't disappear, and there has to be some sort of change in your main character, a change for the better.
That, I would imagine, plays some role in helping the child grow and mature and think of himself as a functioning adult.
Sure, as active. They're taking an active role in their life, and the reader will see the strength in that character. And they can't be really good or perfect, like Katherine Patterson's book, The Great Gilly Hopkins, which is a wonderful book. That main character is not likable in the beginning because she's been a foster child and things have happened, but you know why she's acting the way she acts, and then you see her change in character. Some young adults who don't have role models within their own life can find them in books, and that's a job that authors have to take seriously.
Well, Colleen, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, and happy reading.
Colleen McKenna lives in Fox Chapel. She's currently working on a new young adult novel set in Ohio during the Civil War. Tell us what you're reading on Twitter at Booksburg or on the web form at wesa.fm/speakingvolumes. More book picks and past episodes there. You'll find the podcast on iTunes. Speaking Volumes on 90.5 WESA is supported by the Community College of Allegheny County, sponsoring the Big Read Literary Project through the month of March. Thanks for listening.